Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Welcome back. It's just gone 22 after 8 p.m. and you are tuned into Kai FM, and I'm Tulima Kubana with My Money and Me. As we continue on the show, we're chatting to Yako Maritz, who is, I suppose, can I call you a co-author or just compiled? I don't know. We're going to find out from you what is the right title that we should refer to him. And he's put together a book called How We Made It in Africa. And it's a compilation of 25 stories of African entrepreneurs. So it's not only looking at South Africa, but across the continent, and looking at some really successful entrepreneurs who started their businesses under very tough circumstances. And we're also going to get some insights from him and giving you tips how to start a business in 2019 if you're considering it. Yako, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, good, good. And so you've put together this book, How We Made It in Africa, and it's 25 entrepreneurs. Maybe just take us through the journey of putting together the book. I mean, there's some South African entrepreneurs and there are entrepreneurs across the continent. What was the process of selecting the entrepreneurs who'll be featured in the book, and how did you find them?
So we had some criteria in terms of the entrepreneurs that we profiled. So we didn't profile startups. They needed to have established businesses. Mm. And we also looked for good representation from across the continent. So really, I mean, we didn't even cover half the countries in Africa, but 25 is still...
True, that is half of the continent. We are, I mean, sitting, is it what, 52 countries?
54 countries.
54, oh yeah, there are a couple of new countries.
Yeah.
South Sudan, and I think South Sudan is the youngest.
Yes, it is. And there's a few disputed territories like Somaliland and Western Sahara, and et cetera, et cetera. So, and yeah, and we deliberately didn't profile some of the more well-known business personalities like Patrice Motsepe or Aliko Dangote from Nigeria. And we instead focused on some fresh names with a particular focus on the next generation who in the coming decades might well be mentioned alongside people like Dangote or Motsepe.
All right. And how long was the process of putting the book together?
It was probably about a year if I include thinking and planning. And once we figured out exactly what we wanted to do, it was about 6 months of intense work. So I compiled the book, and I'm editor of the book. I wrote about 8 of the stories myself, and the rest was commissioned to journalists and writers from across the continent.
So based on the insights from the book, what are 5 tips that you can share with the listeners in terms of being an entrepreneur and starting a business in Africa?
If I can start with one, it is, and I'm going to use examples that the people we profiled in the book used. So one important one is knowing why you are doing what you're doing. I think a lot of people start a business with sort of a rough idea of where they want to take it. But then as real world reality set in and the vision and mission statements quickly just become words on a website and PR tools. Mm. But if you don't know where you're going, it's almost impossible to make decisions. And if you don't know why you are doing what you're doing, it becomes very tough to pull through the difficult times that inevitably comes with
being an entrepreneur. So if I'm hearing you, you're saying it's important to have the why. So that would be the first thing.
Yes.
Have the why in place.
And then the second one is from advice from Tumi Parke from Johannesburg, who started the health club company Zenzele Fitness. And he basically says that to build a high growth company, entrepreneurs should focus on thinking about growing the business and not on day-to-day operational tasks. So if you want to start a restaurant chain, you can't spend all your time cooking in the kitchen. You need to find people and train them to cook, and you need to think about getting financing to open up more restaurants and scouting for more locations, because if you spend all your time in the kitchen, that's all you'll end up doing.
Okay. Number three?
Another one would be, don't introduce new products before the current ones are well established. And this is from an entrepreneur, John Kahabo, in Rwanda. And he basically started a toilet paper manufacturing company, and then he quickly ventured into soap manufacturing, and like everything fell apart, and luckily he ditched the soap. But I think a lot of entrepreneurs, they start something and it's always going to be tough in the beginning. No one makes money right at the start, but then they start to panic, and then they try to hedge their bets and then sort of go into something else. But I think the advice is, while planning your business, entrepreneurs need to be clear about the size of the market. And if that opportunity is big enough, stick to that one product until it can stand on its own feet before venturing into something else.
Okay. And then the next one?
I think this comes from Nana Akua Berme, who's started Ghana's biggest architecture firm. And architects in Ghana are not allowed to advertise by law.
Okay.
So instead of seeing this as a challenge, she just told herself that she's going to let the buildings do the advertising for her. So I think the lesson there is that people often focus on just getting a product out there and then try to sell it via advertising. But the product needs to sort of sell itself and speak for itself. And you shouldn't rely, like, no amount of advertising can sell a bad product.
So true. And then the last fifth tip?
I think it would be from a Nigerian entrepreneur called Chijioke Dozie. And he basically just says that all stakeholders in a business transaction or in business dealings should have skin in the game. So you, like, whether it's your suppliers or your clients, like, everyone should be aligned and want to see the business succeed. Because if I go into business with you and you've got other ideas or like motivations around the business than me, like, inevitably down the road we're gonna run into problems.
And as we wrap up, Yaku, what do you think, in your opinion, is the biggest challenge that is facing entrepreneurs across the continent?
There are so many, but one thing that I think is important is, I think the general sort of lack of lower purchasing power in many African countries in a way limit entrepreneurs in terms of what you can do. I mean, I often watch Shark Tank or Dragon's Den, like those shows, and then I think, okay, can you introduce maybe like these products here? And you just think, like, the market is just too small. There's obviously a lot of money-making opportunities, but it's generally, if you want something really big, like, it's focusing on sort of the bottom end, lower end of the market.
Yes.
And that means you need something that's incredibly popular, like thousands and thousands of people need to buy it. You can't just have like a few people, like, or percentage of people interested.
All right. And then where do people find the book?
It is available from book.howwemadeitinafrica.com. The ebook and the paperback, and it's also available on Amazon, but we prefer it if you buy it from our own site.
Okay, can you please repeat that?
It's book.howwemadeitinafrica.com.
Thank you so much. And before you leave, Yakumbi, please do sign my book.
Will do.
He was kind enough, generous enough to bring me a copy. Thank you very much for coming through and just sharing some of the insights from the book.
Thank you so much.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.